Okay, I've got, like, I've come all the way out here. What can I do? So I went around and I started collecting things for the house. I collected all the hand soap that I could carry and all the...
Oh, jeez.
All of the paper towels I could fit into my bag and rolls of toilet paper. And I was like, maybe this was an okay trip anyway.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How's isolation, John?
Oh, it's starting to get to me.
Are you? Do you have a volleyball that you're talking to?
Oh, it's a basketball.
Oh, okay.
I call LeBron.
You and LeBron are tight?
Well, I don't know. Not so much. I usually just slam him into the floor.
You haven't been, like, relaxing in your pool?
Oh, I've been doing that, too. But, God, I mean, if this is what retirement is like, I'm not going to retire.
I think in retirement, you can at least, like, you know, go places.
Leave the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike now.
But, I mean, you just said that you have projects. Are you doing all your projects?
I'm working my way through them.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. But yeah, I mean, I've been going through my closets and throwing stuff out and, you know, things I have paper copies of that I already have digital copies of. Why do I need both?
Right.
I filled up my recycle bin many times. So I guess that's good.
Okay. I mean,
closet has lots of room in it now for more stuff.
There you go. One of the things that I've been working on is I have this habit when I 3D print stuff not to paint it. And it just kind of sits on the shelf unpainted. So I've been making an effort to paint things and learning how to be a better painter.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I finished a...
How to be a better painter.
Huh?
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. So, yeah, I've painted a Mandalorian blaster this past week. I painted a, you know who Captain Harlock is? It's a Japanese cartoon, his gun.
Yep.
I painted a Yaka arrow from Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy. What else did I paint? Oh, I painted a Yavin medal that I've had up on my shelf forever and a day. And I'm getting ready to do the Dread Blaster. So I'm trucking right along. Since I can't find filament to print, I might as well paint what I have.
Right.
Until I run out of paint.
Because everybody's making face masks.
Yeah, well. And I understand that. I'm not one of those people that are online going, why can't I find fucking filament? I want to print my whatever mask. Like,
right.
There are people doing serious work. I get that. I'm fine with that. I'm just trying to stay sane. I don't know how it is where you are, but like our lockdown order that finally came was one of those where they shut down like all the craft stores too. So I can't even get paint or anything at this point.
Walmart.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah, Walmart's got a small craft section.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to...
You may have no choice.
I know. If I want to stay sane, I think I might have to. I went to a Walmart the other day. So our governor finally said, hey, everybody needs to stay at home. No, we're serious. There's going to be a curfew, and there's going to be There's only so many people that are allowed in a store at one time now. So I got up the next morning and I went over to the big Walmart, and the line was wrapped around the building. And I was like, well, fuck, they're only letting in a certain amount of people. I don't really want to stand in line with people. I'll go. We have two Walmarts in our town, and one is just a marketplace, so it's only food. So I went over there, and there were two people in line. And I was like, well, fuck it. Okay, I'll go in there. So I was able to get like 2 weeks worth of groceries or whatever. Being that, you know, the CDC now says you really shouldn't go grocery shopping over the next 2 weeks. So
great. So now what are you supposed to do?
Well,
order Uber Eats,
I guess. I guess we did. And we also did that. We went not Uber Eats, but we went out to get takeout for the first time since this all started.
Yeah.
And we went to Culver's, which is a hamburger place.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Okay. Yes. Yes. You know,
there's one right down the street.
Yes, we've been there. I forgot.
Yes. Oh, it's been so long, Chris. Centuries.
I know. So we went to Culver's and went through that drive-through because they're always like pretty clean, and that was my thing. I was like, I don't want to really go somewhere that like is sketchy, because who knows what the fuck they're doing in there.
Right.
But one of the weird things is that like all of the Chinese places in my town have closed down. Like, you can't get Chinese food.
We have Panda Express still.
Well, that's not really Chinese food.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I haven't even bothered to see if any Chinese restaurants were still open.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, apparently, because my town is racist, I guess people were saying some pretty horrible shit about Chinese restaurants because, you know, the pandemic started in China.
That's right.
And since we're a fucking red state, you know, it's just the way that they fucking think here. So,
right.
You know, whatever. But, I was awakened this morning to the sound of thunder. I knew that there were going to be storms, but I was like, oh, okay, this is weird. It's really windy out, and rain's hitting the side of the house really hard. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. So I go into the studio and I turn on my computer to go to work, and I instantly get a thing about tornado warnings. And not a watch, a warning. And I was like, well, shit, let me turn on the TV. So I turn on the TV just in time to be like, if you're in Goose Creek, you need to take shelter now. And I was like, oh, fuck. So go grab everybody. We run downstairs. We get everybody in the bathroom downstairs. And I'm watching the TV. And we were very fortunate that this tornado on the ground turned to the north right before it got to Goose Creek and took out like a neighborhood in Monk's Corner, which is... up the state from us. So I was like, all right, cool, that's fine. And then all of a sudden I hear there's another tornado on the ground, and this one was in Buford, which is about 65 miles, but it was heading up the coast kind of towards Charleston and kind of towards Goose Creek. So it was an interesting morning for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be getting some rain this week. Hopefully, because it's a little dry.
Yeah, it hasn't rained there in a while.
We had a little bit of rain on, I think it was Friday.
Okay.
But nowhere near enough.
I did learn today that I think the place where I want to live is Scotland.
It rains all the time.
Well, I like rain, so I'm okay with that. But it doesn't ever get above 70 degrees. Like,
and that's only for like 2 weeks.
Their hottest day on record was like 10 years ago, and it was 91 degrees. It's going to be 91 here like in like 3 days. Like, I could definitely live in Scotland, I think.
Eat some boiled sheep stomach.
Some haggis.
Some haggis.
Some blood pudding.
Blah. Nasty.
No.
Scotch eggs aren't bad.
No, they're not. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So in my off time from work, I've been hitting some TV shows really hard. I finished Hunters.
Okay.
I watched it in
What are your
about
thoughts?
5 days. I did like
Okay.
two episodes a day. I really, really liked it. The cast that they assembled for it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna spoil some shit here, so if you haven't seen The Hunters yet, go watch it and then come back. I was really upset when they killed what's his name?
Marty?
Marty. The
Carol Kane's husband?
yes.
Yes.
'Cause I really like that actor, and I liked him in,
Yeah.
what was he in, Warehouse 13?
Yep,
Is that what he was
Saul
in?
Rubenick.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when they killed him off, I was like, "Oh, but they kept finding ways to bring him back."
Right.
And I was like, "This is very cool." Like, they have an actress who is basically killed in the first episode, but she
Yep.
appears in almost every single episode, which I think is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
The last episode kind of blew my mind. I think the final episode was the best of the series,
Yeah.
with the last 15 minutes being like the best part of it. When the twist is, well, I guess I said I was going to spoil it, so when they reveal that Al Pacino is actually the guy they've been looking for,
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. How are they going to explain this?
Blue.
And then they explain it.
Yep.
I was like, holy fuck. That is crazy.
Mind blowing. Mind blowing.
And then the final shot of what I'm hoping is a multi-seasonal show, where they I couldn't figure out why they kidnapped one of the members of the team, and they
Right.
really didn't explain it. And
No, they just took him to South America.
I feel like it was just a way for them to reveal the final shot, which is he gets sat down at a table, and this woman who you've been following, who you don't really know who she is, calls these boys to dinner. And are they clones? Do you think that they're
Yes,
clones?
I think they are.
Okay, so there are four young boys that basically look identical, and they're all dressed in like lederhosen and shit.
Blonde hair, blue
But
eyes, nice.
blonde hair, blue eyes, and then you hear somebody approaching, and they're talking to this woman, and the dude's got a cane. And then she says, "Adolf, dinner's ready." And the dude sits down. He's got a little mustache, and they never really fully reveal his face.
Nope, but
But
it's obvious.
it's apparently in this world, both Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who is the chick in this, have started the Fourth Reich out of South America and trying to take out inner city people who they feel is unclean or unworthy of living in the new Reich. And
Yep.
it is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Incredibly well done.
Yeah, and I was skeptical when I heard that Al Pacino was going to be in it. That like, are they going to use him as much as they could? And he's quite a vital character in the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I was very impressed.
They got their money's worth out of him.
Yes. And I mean, I don't know what they paid him for that, but him and the dude from How I Met Your Mother was really good.
Yeah. Did you recognize him right off the bat?
No. Not and
Okay.
mostly because of the big bushy mustache.
Yep.
But there is that episode where he shaves it off. And like, it's like, oh, there's Ted from How I Met Your Mother. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's playing an actor who is part of this. And like, I guess he's a well-known actor because at one point he's trying to get some information from somebody, from some woman. And she's like, oh, my husband's a big fan. And he winds up like sleeping with them both or something. Like it's,
yeah, it was it's weird.
Kind of weird, but yeah, I liked it a lot. I really thought that it was really well done.
Well, nice. And did you like the nun? She was my favorite.
Oh, the foul mouth nun. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah, she was good. Even the kid was good. I had reservations about the kid at first.
Yeah.
Because there's that scene, I think it's in the first, it's either in the first or second episode where he goes to the diner for chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of flips out and it was a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
But as soon as he gets put into a room with Al Pacino and he's having act off of these other people, it instantly elevates his performance. So,
yes.
So I feel like they did a good job at reining him in, because he could have been really bad.
Right.
But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching?
I've been watching a bunch. I'm getting into The Expanse. I've watched a couple of those. Uh-huh. I didn't have Sci-Fi when it was in the first couple of seasons, and they just released a new season on Amazon, but they put all the seasons on Amazon. So right. I figured I'd start watching that. The other thing that I did watch, I've watched a bunch of old movies and stuff, but did you watch the quarantine version of SNL?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought some were right on and very funny.
Uh-huh.
I liked the office trying to get the two secretaries to FaceTime with them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty funny. I liked Weekend Update.
Okay.
Especially what Michael Che did to Colin Jost at the end. They have this ongoing thing where they write an incredibly inappropriate joke for each other, and the other one has to read it without seeing it ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
And this was about I forget it. It was something about lazy black people. Michael Chase set it up that he just lost his grandmother, and she was a big fan of Weekend Update, and she loved this thing we did, and I wrote one for you, and I want you to do it in memory of my grandmother. And then he does it. He's like, my grandmother never watched this. She was up at 4 a.m. praying. She wasn't staying up to watch us. So that was kind of funny.
So did they use Tom Hanks for anything other than the opening?
No, that was it.
That was it? Okay.
That was it. It is funny how different some of the people look without professional makeup.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it was an interesting idea what they did. I guess since Pete Davidson often does video stuff, that's why he had like two things on this episode,
right?
Which is rare, especially since he's like been bad mouthing everybody.
Well, I think they needed content, and they know that he can produce it on his own,
right? And it felt like there was more content than normal. Felt like there were fewer commercials.
Oh, possible.
That could have just been me. the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing was kind of okay. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a lot funnier. What else was there? Oh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is middle-aged.
I don't think I saw that
That
one.
made me laugh. Oh, you didn't see that cartoon? Oh, that was funny.
No, I mean I watched the skits on YouTube, so I don't know if they put them all up.
Okay.
I do know like they put up the Tom Hanks thing, which I thought was funny, where he was like, you know, it's SNL. Will it be funny? Meh, maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't like his thing where like he took questions from the audience, but I guess that was them trying to show like what this was gonna be like.
Right.
But the ones that I did, oh, there's the SNL ones. I'll have to, or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one. I'll have to watch that later.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the fact that they said, how can we continue to do this?
Yes.
And they came up with this. It'll be interesting to see moving forward how much more of these they actually do.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could even adjust it to being at, the 10 o'clock slot, because 10 o'clock is usually a repeat of SNL edited down to an hour.
Right.
So maybe if they did it earlier in the night, they'd get, a bigger audience. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I thought for what they did, they did a good job. They had the musical guests, they had cartoons, they had everybody got some screen time,
Right.
which is also very rare for them. I did like the tribute to their musical director. I thought that was well done.
Okay.
Oh, so you didn't see that.
I don't think I saw that.
So yeah, long time musical director died of COVID-19,
Oh.
and they did like a little tribute, and they sang a song, and Tina Fey was in it, and Rachel Dratch, and Fred Armisen, and all the oldies.
Do you think that it made it any better that they actually spent the time to edit these things together and maybe were able to go like reshoot stuff or at least
Oh
retime it
yeah.
to make it funnier?
Yeah. Well, and they don't see, I think the stuff that goes wrong with a live audience works very differently if it's a if it's recorded.
Right.
So they had obviously had the opportunity to go back and make it tighter.
Was there some kind of thing during, where was it? Was it Weekend Update? I watched part of it and they're on the official SNL YouTube page. And was there like a wannabe like laugh track or something going on?
I
Where
don't
there was a
think
couple of people
so.
laughing because I could have
Oh,
sworn.
yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That was during Weekend Update,
Was that the.
where they had a, that was the only time. They made a point of announcing that they had a small invited audience on Skype or Zoom or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because it was really fucking annoying. And I was like, oh,
Well, that's.
that's not, but you know, maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if this goes forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously good publicity that they're doing it, that they're making an attempt.
Yep.
So, who knows?
And it probably keeps them being paid.
You think?
Well, I mean, they're still selling ad time on it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So they're probably able to, you know, they're not paying the entire crew, they're not paying camera guys or sound people, but they're paying editors and they're paying the talent and they're probably paying the writers. So, you know, I guess as long as some people are still being employed.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is.
So speaking of Tom Hanks,
uh-huh.
There was an article that I read today about Disney Plus have put a splash onto their platform with a minor edit.
Daryl Hannah's butt?
Yes. So there is a scene in the movie where she runs up to Tom Hanks and kisses him and then runs away and you see her ass. So instead of just letting it go, and you know, how many people watching Disney Plus would even make a fuss? I'm sure a couple would,
right.
But they have gone in and digitally edited fur over her ass. Now,
so once again, we have butthole gate.
Yes, pretty much. I think it's supposed to be an extension of her hair.
Okay.
I honestly, the clip that I saw that was on Twitter, somebody clipped it and put it up there. They try to make it the same color of her hair and they try to get it to kind of flow with the rest of it. So it's just like her hair obscuring her ass, I guess.
Okay.
But it's really bad.
I think they should have given her scales.
Just make the metamorphosis of her turning into a fucking mermaid happen as she's going running away. You could have totally done that, like the fish scale thing coming down her butt. You know, as she jumps, her legs turn into the tail.
Oh, that was weird.
So did you see it?
Okay. It looks like they tied a wig around her waist.
It's something. It's really bizarre, right?
Yeah, because it looks like the hair is attached to her back. It's not attached to her head.
Yeah, it's really funky.
Wow. Another McClunky issue.
Well, and so it got me thinking about like how uptight we are in this country over naked people.
Mm-hmm.
And I read an article on Reddit this morning about there's a show in England called Naked Attraction. And if you put Naked Attraction into YouTube, you can watch a full episode. And basically, it's a dating show.
But censored.
No. The one.
Oh, it's not censored.
On
YouTube?
On YouTube. The first one that you put in, if you put in Naked Attraction, the first one that comes up is a full episode that is not censored. And it's six people in a box. And basically, either a man or a woman comes out and says, I'm looking at dating and here's what I want in a partner. And if it's a dude, they say, okay, we're going to reveal the person to you in stages. And the box raises up to waist height and you're looking at six vaginas all lined up and there are close-ups of each one. And, the guy goes over to each of them and says, that's a really nice vagina. I really like that. She's got too many pubes. And so he then eliminates one and then they raise the boxes and then you get to see their chest and he rates their chests and he eliminates more people until he gets to one and then they go on a date and then they do that with a female and they raise the box up and there are six dicks all in a row. And in one, I don't know if it's the opening or whatever, but there's like a dick with a big Prince Albert in it. And like the woman is rating this dude's like all these dudes' dicks, and she's like, well, that's a really nice size, but you know, I don't really like his balls. And like, these are conversations. And I was like, this is what being okay with the human body is supposed to be like.
Right.
It's really like they don't care what's being shown. I'm sure that there is a time, like they can't put it on before 10 or whatever, but they're not afraid to show a woman's vagina or tits or a guy's dick or whatever. It's just all there. It is something else. So if you're lonely during the quarantine, go on YouTube, put in Naked Attraction, and watch some naked people. It is something else.
Yeah, we're a very weird society.
Yes. Well, because we're all God-fearing. You know, that bullshit.
No, I don't know if it's God-fearing.
You don't think that...
Because God created us in his image.
Yeah, but you don't think that... In a relative term, like, we are a country that touts Christianity, and you have England, who has a huge atheist population and don't care about language on TV, don't care about nudity on TV. It's all just, you know, whatever.
Well, I just think it's a very different culture over there.
Well,
they're much more laid back with the human body, and the U.S. is just a bunch of gun-loving assholes.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'd say.
The weirdest part of that show, the Naked Attraction, is that when they eliminate somebody, the person comes over and hugs them.
Fully naked? Fully and the naked. Other one's closed?
And the other one's closed. It's really bizarre.
All right. A little grinding going on?
I didn't see any of that because most of the time, you know, the person who's clothed isn't really attracted to them.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. All right. Very bizarre.
And you get to see all kinds of weird body shapes. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
And if you do watch that first one on YouTube, they're in the, I think in the second half, there is a animated explainer video of what a queef is.
Oh God.
Yeah. Swear to God.
Did somebody happen to do that?
They talked about something. The girl was choosing guys and she made a comment, I guess, about the size of the dude's dick and that it might cause her to queef. And somebody, and I guess the host makes a comment about, well, yeah, I mean, everybody queefs. And then they like roll this video package of this animated thing about what a queef is and how Howard Stern had a contest at some point about how many times you could queef in a minute. And like,
oh Jesus,
like there was it's this whole animated thing, and then they go back to the show. So
amazing.
Yeah.
The type of TV we're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, there's not much else on right now these days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess you got to find your entertainment where you can.
Yeah, especially if you're lonely. You know, here's a way without having to go on to porn sites to, you know, see naked women. They're not really doing anything, but just standing there.
Right.
But it's pretty up close and personal. Huh. I mean, it is a full close-up of, you know, the front vagina area. And there's a lot of women apparently that are tattooed in England.
In the great, a lot of people in general are tattooed in England.
Oh, is that a thing in England?
That's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a working class thing in England,
Oh, okay.
where some people are like covered, and they're all ghetto tattoos.
Yeah, I like there was a couple where the one that I saw, there was one woman that when they raise it up, like her legs were all covered,
Yeah.
and like they didn't look like really great tattoos, and I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing, we don't talk about it.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's another thing that Americans are uptight about. Tattoos, piercings. I mean,
Yeah.
even the normal looking ones. I mean, nose rings freak me out. Especially the little one in the middle, like a bull.
Really?
I just don't find that attractive.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. It just, you know, you got a runny nose, you're dripping on your thing. It's just gross. It just weirds me out. And some of the weird facial things are weird too. You know, like having like the upper ear pierced with a stud or eyebrows.
So basically, Joe Exotic, you think he's just gross.
Well, for many reasons. Yes.
He's got like multiple like ear piercings that go like all the way up his ear, and then he's got the one at the corner of his eye that
Yeah.
looks like it's hanging down in front of his like vision area. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's the idea of having something that sharp so close to your eye. You know, because that weirds me out too.
Yeah, well.
Anything by the eyes. Like I tried to do contacts once. It was horrible.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, horrible, horrible. Yep, stick to glasses.
Oh. So, what have you been watching while you've been in quarantine?
Grace Under Pressure, Home Improvement, Night
Oh,
Court,
Jesus, old school
Murder
shit.
She Wrote. Yeah. I really liked Grace Under Pressure. It's like too bad she fucked up her career. Seriously.
How did she fuck up her career? What was her?
I think it was her drinking.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Brett Butler's problems halt, Grace under fire. Also in the same article is Afraid for His Life, Snoop Doggy Dogg is leaving Death Row Records. So there you have it.
Was that like something current, or did you just look that up?
No, I just looked that up.
Okay.
It's from the 90s, way
Yeah.
back when.
I don't think Snoop's scared anymore.
Well, he's got Martha backing him up.
That's right.
Apparently she had really bad cancer.
Oh. I mean, she did make a comeback on Walking Dead. Kinda.
Yeah.
So you just had like the old school channels on?
Yeah. I mean, because there's nothing on.
That's true. There definitely is a lack of things on. That's why I've started watching like older movies and things that I haven't
Yeah.
seen in a while. I watched the first two Hangover movies recently.
Oh, why?
Well, because it was one of those things. I've always heard about The Hangover. I've never seen it. There are tons of people that I see online that are like, Hangover is the best movie ever. So I was like, all right, whatever. I've got some free time. And it was funny. And the second one, I was like, I'll watch this one. I'll just see what it is. But it's literally the exact same movie, just in Thailand.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I guess we'll, you know.
Yeah.
I really have no desire to see the third one, and I probably won't.
Okay.
But I think Zach Galifianakis is just kind of too much for me.
Okay.
In those movies.
I can see that.
But yeah, I mean, I watched, what else did I watch? I watched the original Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay, that's a classic.
Yeah, I watched, what was that? So I've been trying to do, when I don't have any projects at work, and like, I'm free to kind of watch movies and stuff. So I tried to watch, at one point I was watching two episodes of The Hunters. And then I would watch an old movie that I hadn't seen and a newer movie I hadn't seen, instead of going back to the well and watching the same fucking thing over and over, as I tend to do. So okay. I watched things like Angel Has Fallen, which is the third in the White House Has Fallen movie. Or was it Olympus Has Fallen? Whatever. The one with Gerard Butler in it.
Olympus is... Was that the one that was in the UK?
There was,
or is that still in the U.S.?
The first one was in the U.S. when they attacked the White House. The second one was when they attacked the president in England. And this one was the dude being set up for trying to kill the president. So it was a little bit different, but it wasn't
a great
film. So I was like, okay. But that's what I've been trying to do. Like, Netflix has put out all these movies. They did one called Spencer Confidential, which is supposed to be like Spencer for Hire.
Okay.
But it's Mark Wahlberg and the big black guy that played M'Baku in Black Panther. So
okay.
The big black dude plays Hawk.
Yep.
So I thought that was interesting, even though I'm not a big Mark Wahlberg fan.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what I've been trying to do is balance those so that I'm watching something old I haven't seen and something new I haven't seen. And I'm getting through a whole bunch of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked the original Spencer for Hire just because I always saw them filming when I was going to school in Boston.
Okay. Well, this does take place all in Boston.
Of course it is. It's got Wahlberg.
Well, yeah. So
does he wear little knit sailor's cap kind of thing?
No.
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 And a pea coat?
No.
No.
This is supposed to be like the like kind of the origin story of how him and Hawk meet and like how he gets into the whole thing of like helping people. The only thing that you have to sit through is that the singer with all the face tattoos that's real popular right now.
Post Malone?
Post Malone is in it. He's not in it a lot, but he is in it, and he's not a very good actor. But that's on Netflix.
Yeah, I've been like randomly going through weird stuff. Like, I never watched the three Hobbit movies. Three Hobbit movies?
Oh, yeah.
So I had caught a little bit of it on, I don't know, Sci-Fi, TBS, one of those channels. And there was some really bad CGI towards the end.
Oh, did you watch all three of them?
Yeah.
Did you watch Battle of the Five Armies?
Yes.
So the thing where like Legolas is jumping up the broken bridge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
where like it switches and it looks like it's a 2D animatic.
And it looks like
It's like
it's straight out of a video game.
Father. Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's really bad. Yeah, those were hard movies for me to get through.
Yeah.
I watched the first two in the theaters and I couldn't watch the last one. I said there was no way I was sitting through.
Oh.
I was going to sit through
Okay.
that in a movie theater and that I would wait until it came out and I would rent it. And it's bad. I mean, if you read the stories about the making of that movie or those movies, and you find out that like Peter Jackson wasn't going to direct them and Guillermo del Toro was, and Guillermo del Toro backed out at the last minute, and New Line said this has to be done, so we don't care how it happens, but somebody needs to make these films. And so he kind of
Right.
stepped back in, and like there are all these like videos on YouTube where they're like, yeah, he had no prep time and he was working like 22 hours a day and like planning stuff for the next day's shoot, and they were like building all these things and they could never get the time that they needed in order to properly plan the visual effects, which is why you get shit like that at the end. And yeah, it's just bad. And to take a what's it like a 90-page book and turn it into like 3 2.5-hour movies.
Yeah, it's like, okay, just because the first one was a legitimate epic,
Yeah.
you don't need to duplicate that.
No, you could have made it one film and be very happy with it. But
Yes.
they felt that they needed the, and then you do like the Evangeline Lilly plays the what is she an elf, and
Yes.
there's that weird like love triangle between her and Legolas and one of the dwarfs, which is
Yes.
never in any of the books. Legolas isn't in that book, but Orlando Bloom I guess wanted work, so he agreed to do it or something. Like it's just bad.
Yeah, but nothing beats the old Rankin Bass animated one.
No.
That was the best.
Well, because they did all the songs in that one too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the only time that you get anything like that is the party in the first one where
Yeah.
they're like throwing the plates around and shit. But yeah, those are slogs. I'm surprised you actually sat through those.
Yeah, well, didn't have a lot to do, so there you
Well,
have it.
I know. I know. Trying to think of what else I watched. Because it was quite a bit.
Yeah. I watch a lot of the Travel Channel ghost and weird happenings stuff.
Oh, of course you do.
Ghost Nation and Paranormal Caught on Tape and anything but Ghost Adventures. I hate Ghost Adventures. That guy's a douchebag.
Which one is Ghost Adventures?
That's Zach Bagans. He's always in black. He wears a black baseball cap. Ball cap. He's got thick black glasses.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I just can't stand it. And there's so much of that. Oh, did you hear that? What was that? What was that? No. Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. I was like, oh, grow up. I was gonna do my own ghost hunting series from my house.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I might still do it.
Oh, what is with that baseball cap?
Yeah, isn't it? It's weird. It's like too big.
It's like fluffy almost.
Yeah.
His Wikipedia entry has him wearing like a bowler hat.
Oh.
Like, what the fuck, man? Wow, that's weird. That was always the problem. Like, what was the original sci-fi one that was on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Ghost Ghost
Was
Hunters?
that just Ghost Hunters?
Was that with the Roto-Rooter guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that, I don't know. I maybe it's just being that I work in video, but none of that shit. I'd have to be there and see shit move in order for me to think that what they're getting is not been manipulated in some way.
Right.
It's too easy to edit shit to make it seem like, oh, somebody's not there.
Right.
Or it's not just a weird glitch in something. My kid came to me the other day because there was some video that she saw about a dog. This family had lost their dog, and they kept a security camera tape that had the dog running through it, and then a couple of weeks later, there was a ghost image of the dog running through. And I didn't have the heart to be like, that's just like they keep recording over the same thing.
Right.
It's gonna bleed through at some point. You're just seeing an after image of the dog. It's not like it's real. But
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's the way all this shit goes, is like you see all these things about like haunted Disney, and out in front of the haunted mansion, you see people walking when there's nobody there, and it's like it's an after image of the fucking security camera.
Right.
Like,
Well, and the latest batch of these shows is Christian Ghost Hunters,
no.
where they go, oh, and they, they pray before they go into the to their haunted locations and stuff.
Oh.
And then there's one called Ghost Brothers with an all black cast.
Okay.
There's just too many of them. The other guy from Ghost Hunters is back with a new series with two of the other guys who were on the first show. So I don't know if Grant just decided he didn't want to do it anymore. But they're all the same, and now they're all going to the same places.
Oh,
You
really?
know, Jack Osborne has one called Portals to Hell. There's these woods are haunted. There's haunted hospitals. What am I recording right now? There's something on right now that I'm recording. Beyond the Unknown, which is followed by the Alaska Triangle. Monster Encounters, Mountain Monsters, Unexplained, caught on tape. I mean, Travel Channel does not show any travel stuff anymore, unless you want to go to rundown farms and stuff and look for ghosts.
I mean, do you think that it's just that like people are catching on that like they're making things up?
I would think that they've known. I don't know. All of that stuff is so suspect. You know, who is it? The Long Island Medium?
Oh, well, the psychic shit is just the worst.
And she sees everybody's problems except the fact that she's getting divorced.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't understand any of that stuff.
Yeah.
There is a if you're into Penn and Teller, they put their Showtime show bullshit on Hulu.
Oh.
And the first one is about psychics.
Yeah.
And how they can manipulate the crowd into believing that there's a real psychic reading, and they go through the different ways, the cold reading and the hot reading and
Yep.
all that shit, and it's a fascinating watch.
Yep.
And then you get like the wit and wisdom of Penn and Teller in there, so
Right.
it's a
Yeah, Chris Angel did that on one of his shows when he was back on A&E, where he had these bunch of hot, gothy looking girls who were there for a psychic reading, and he would just read the same thing to each girl independently, and they'd come out with tears in their eyes. I was like, oh my God, he just knew things that I didn't even know about myself, and he told me things that nobody else knows. It's like, all right.
Yeah, well, I guess the cold reading thing, like the hot reading thing, is like they're listening to people in the crowd,
Yep.
and they're picking up on things that they say. Oh, I hope I get to hear from my mother today. And then they figure out who that is, and they just go in that area and they say, "I'm feeling a mother's. Anybody here for their mother?" And then they raise their hand and
Right.
they do the bullshit. And then
Right.
they
And they'll,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then they pick the most common things that they could have died of.
Yep.
I feel something in the chest area. Oh my God, she had lung cancer. How did you know that?
Then they do the cold reading thing where it literally is, "I'm feeling somebody with the name of M. Who has a family member that's passed with the name of M? Michael? Yes, Michael, that's who that is." Like, why can't they just tell you?
Right.
Why is it all feelings? Because then they're like, "Well, he wants you to know he's okay." Well, he can
No, he
tell you
doesn't.
that, but he can't tell you who he is.
Where the money's hidden.
Yeah, or
Right.
like, "Hey, this is Michael and he's looking for Beth. Where's Beth? Beth, you're Beth. Okay. Michael's here. Michael says
Right.
that he died of this and he's okay, so don't worry about him." Like, it's never that. It's always, "Getting a strong feeling. He says that you
I'm
cheated on
sensing
him."
a male a male presence, a female presence, an animal. Is it an animal? I'm seeing blonde hair. It's longish, short. It's black. I mean, that's
Yeah.
really what it is.
Yep.
That's really what it is. And you're looking for little signals from people because you can tell which ones are gullible and which ones really want to hear something. So you prey on them, and you look for things like wedding rings, jewelry, lockets are a big thing because it could be, a dead boyfriend or husband or child or, Yeah, I mean, I would like to try cold reading on somebody who I totally don't know. Because I think I could mess with them quite a bit.
I mean, you're
But you notice that any of these shows, they never tell you anything really, really bad.
no.
It's not like I'm seeing your mother is showing me an X-ray. And that's my signal for you got to go to the doctor because you're sick.
Right, exactly.
Or I'm seeing a large sum of money in a suitcase. And oh, he's pulling back his energy. Oh, pulling back. No, oh, no, it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Or even like, "I'm sorry to tell you, but your father is in hell." Like, they
Right.
always just kind of
It's
show
like,
up and they're there and they're okay. And it's like, okay, are they
right.
really okay, or are they just telling you what you need to hear to move on?
No, they're manipulating people and trying to give them some sort of closure or hope.
Right.
And in doing so, you've got that word of mouth, and you've got them who want to come back for, additional readings to spend more money. And, they all say, oh, no, I don't get paid for this. Bullshit.
Right.
You're full of crap. That's all there is to it. I mean, I would really love to believe that there is such a thing, but there's not.
Right.
Let's face it.
Oh no, I'm right there with you, man.
I would, I mean, I've gone to haunted places, I've had experiences, but I don't know how much was a product of the environment and how much was real.
Okay.
So I'm still a skeptic. I want to believe. I want to believe. Just call me Mulder.
I mean, look, as an atheist, I will tell you that I really hope I'm wrong. I really hope that there is something after this. One mm-hmm. of the things that my mother told me for years before she died was, when I die, I'm going to come haunt you so that you know that there's an afterlife. And I always said, okay, I'll be waiting. The minute you do that, I will start going to church. And she'll be dead 2 years this May. Not a single sign that I'm being haunted over anything. So,
well, maybe we should have a seance for her. You know, see what comes of it.
Maybe.
You know,
and then I hear like, well, maybe wherever she is, she's in a place where like she's not going to come and haunt you, and you just have to come to that decision on your own. It's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like Houdini. Houdini had a secret message in a sealed envelope that he was going to deliver if, in fact, there was such a thing as an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And people would get together yearly on Halloween and have a seance, and they got nothing.
Yep.
I remember one year there was one hosted on TV by William Shatner.
Was that like his 100th, like, the like the 100th anniversary of his death or something?
Probably. Yeah probably. And it's just like, how do you make something out of 2 hours of absolutely nothing?
Well, ask
nothing.
Ask Geraldo Rivera and the.
Of the vault.
The safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got okay, for anybody listening who doesn't know that story, when
you're too fucking young.
Yeah, well, so back in the it was the early 80s, mid 80s? When was that?
Mid 80s.
Before Geraldo Rivera became a shill for Fox News, he had like an investigation show, and they discovered the lost vault of Al Capone.
And the lost safe.
The lost safe of Al Capone.
Was it a safe they found?
Yeah, well, it was like a full size like built room? Into the side of a building door that they had to take off. And they put up commercials for weeks. It was going to be this live show, and they were going to open this, and everybody was going to get to see what was inside. And they finally came, and they yanked the door off the hinges, and it was filled with nothing but dirt.
But wasn't there a safe in there? I kind of remember a safe that they opened, and it was completely empty.
Al Capone.
Oh, if you're interested, you can watch it on Geraldo's website.
The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults was a 2-hour live American television special in 1986. When the vault was finally opened, the only things found inside were dirt and several empty bottles, including one Rivera claimed was for moonshine bathtub gin. After several attempts to dig further into the vault, Geraldo admitted defeat and voiced his disappointment to the viewers, apologizing as he thanked the excavation team for their efforts. It was the most watched syndicated television special that year, with an estimated audience of 30 million people. So it didn't say that they had found anything else besides that.
No, they didn't. And apparently it was found inside MTV.
What?
On May 3rd, 1986, Monkey Mickey Dolenz served as a guest VJ on MTV and announced in an unsettling fashion that a secret door had been discovered inside MTV. Oh, no, this was something different. And later, when the door was forced open, it merely let out into the streets.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's like the legacy and pop culture thing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like all of those, if you've seen any of the programs on like exploring the pyramids, it's where they put like, a tiny camera on a skateboard down this hole. It's like, what do you really think you're going to find?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the Al Capone thing was that it was live.
Right.
Like there was nothing. There was nothing they could do to get out of it. That, now it would have been opened with a camera crew there, edited down, and either
Right.
scrapped altogether or made into something where they didn't find anything or whatever. But
Right.
they were all about the live TV back then. And like, we're gonna
Yeah.
do this and it's gonna be awesome and all these people are gonna watch. And they got 30 million people to be like, this was a big waste of fucking time.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my family watched it.
I remember we did.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a.
We're suckers. That's what it is. We're suckers.
Yeah. So apparently, this was not the first time a vault was opened on live TV. In 1984, a safe recovered from the shipwreck SS Andrea Doria was opened. During the broadcast, all that was revealed were a few silver certificates floating at the top of the waterlogged safe. And the guy who recovered the safe said it, he felt ripped off because there wasn't a treasure. You got a TV
Oh
show out of it.
well.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do too many of those live TV things anymore.
Well, no, because all the live shit we have now is it's reality TV, Teen Mom and Mama June from Not to Hot and all that
Ugh.
crap.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, you got anything else for this week?
No, I think that's enough.
No? All right. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get you can I am tongue-tied tonight. Jesus Christ. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at
Yes.
info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.